Christmas is a week away, and most Christmas concerts around the metro have come and gone. If you miss this year's Christmas at the Cathedral, however, you can hear it on KVNO this Saturday morning from 8 until 10. This year, the guest conductor for the 25th annual Christmas at the Cathedral from the Omaha Symphonic Chorus was Dr. Derek Fox, Director of Choral Activities at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Just like many choruses, the Omaha Symphonic Chorus did not perform live last year. Dr. Fox says he knows people were glad to experience Christmas at the Cathedral in person.
Actually, during the performance, I'm not assessing what's happening. I'm just in the moment. So I haven't heard the entire concert yet. So I don't know how I feel about all of the performances. I know how I felt at the end based on the audience's reaction, because it was thunderous applause, and I turn around and saw these people standing up and looking at me. So I thought, goal achieved.
The works chosen for this year's concert were meant to reflect the wide variety of traditions and music of the holiday.
Christmas means something different to everybody. Everybody has their traditions. Everybody has their musics that they sing along with, or that they listen to, or participate in. And so what I wanted people to get from this concert is the essence of Christmas that is representative of a variety of lived experiences. It was also meant to expand people's mind of not only what Christmas means and the musics that go with it, but the composers that we often hear at Christmas time, and diversifying that for the purposes of helping people understand the lived experiences that may not necessarily be their own, but also for them to hear something that is representative of their own and hear it in the context of this entire program, so that we can show sonically how we can come together and create something that's beautiful and maybe even bigger than we thought we could, just by joining and doing and being and partaking in music in the same space.
This year's Christmas at the Cathedral is called The Essence of Christmas, and a three-part work with the same name, written by Raymond Wise, anchors the concert.
You know, I don't think, this is probably going to shock some folks, but I don't think music is a universal language. It is not something that we all hear and take the same thing away from it. What I do think is it can be a universal experience from which we can start to connect and maybe have conversations around our experiences listening to the pieces. And so when I think about that, the first piece that comes to mind to me is the composition by Dr. Raymond Wise, and that is the namesake of the concert, The Essence of Christmas. And what you'll hear in there is you'll hear his wonderful ability to take musical components that are representative of the Western European tradition, but also fuse them equally with traditions that are a part of the African-American music-making experience in the United States, and then put that into this text that we've become used to hearing during Christmas time, to create this work that you can't help but be excited on so many different levels. One, because there's familiarity in the text, but there's also this sonic representation of a variety of cultures and lived experiences across this work, that it's really exciting. But also watching how we put that piece in St. Cecilia's, in a space where maybe you won't hear this music, but it be so successful and it be so well received, is something bigger than I thought it would be when I first programmed it.
You can hear the 25th annual Christmas at the Cathedral from the Omaha Symphonic Chorus tomorrow morning, and also Christmas morning from 8 until 10, right here on KVNO. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.